Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Good morning. Happy Get Her Done Tuesday. It is time. Yeah. Ribbon. R-I-B-B-O-N. Ribbon is this hour's code word. Text the word ribbon to 72881 by the end of this hour. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win a trip to Hollywood to see We Can Survive. Just like that. Round trip airfare, two-night hotel stay, two tickets to We Can Survive. Shawn Mendes, Charlie Puth, Ella May, G-Eazy, Khalid, Marshmello. Who's Marshmello? Megan Trainor, Tyga. You gotta play me some Marshmello. I want to hear that.
I don't even know if that's a...
M-E-L-L-O. Marshmello.
Man or woman, Bryn?
Or a group.
It's a producer.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, like
a... Are they like DJ?
Yeah, like Chain... I think that's... Like the Chainsmokers? It's like similar to Chainsmokers. Oh. I don't think that...
I want
to
hear a Marshmello
I think Marshmello does stuff with tons of artists.
So he's a dude.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have any Marshmello albums.
Oh.
So I'm not an expert.
So his name is Christopher Cornstalk.
There you go.
Oh, Christopher Cornstalk!
Professionally known as Marshmello.
Christopher Cornstalk?
American electronic music producer and DJ. Ooh,
there you
your
go.
Kid would love him, Sarah.
He's not into EDM anymore.
Ah!
He's totally abandoned it.
Oh my
He's
God.
A rock guy now, isn't
yeah.
he?
Oh, this is great. Rock on. Christopher Cornstalk, but I go professionally by Marshmello. That's fun.
You made me so happy the other day when you said your boy is going to go see Parquet Courts.
Oh, my God.
Like that is...
He's going Thursday. Fillmore.
That's huge.
I know.
Do you know that band?
I have heard them because he plays them around
they're
the house.
They're so good.
They're great. So, Marshmello.
He just
now we know. That'll be
Twitter,
a rave over there.
We have the number one most trending video on YouTube right now. Go watch it. And then he tweeted... I'm joining hashtag We Can Survive in LA to help benefit the Young Survivor Coalition.
Oh, nice.
See you.
Love, Christopher Cornstalk, a.k.a. Marshmello. All right. So someone right now who texts ribbon to 72881 by the end of this hour is just, you just win the trip. There's no qualifying,
so awesome.
Nothing. We're doing 15 trips. You have three chances a day, 7, 11, and 4 p.m. at about 5 after. Very exciting. Ooh. Scott Capurro's coming up at 8 o'clock, so we're going to squeeze in all trash we possibly can here. So it looks like Cosby's sentencing was pushed back to today. The reports, some reports, I don't know how they know what happened in his house when he got home last night, but they're saying he flipped the F out and was swinging his cane around.
At who? Smashed, his wife?
Just at the... air.
Oh, it's suddenly real. Now it's real to him?
Suddenly.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like,
goodness.
This is bad. He was screaming, why don't we have a backup plan? Even the effing Kardashians have a backup plan.
What?
Yeah. I guess he has a prized wine glass collection.
I don't know.
And he smashed it with his cane.
Whoa.
I guess he's got some duct tape on his cane, and they say this is not his first flip out with the cane at the house. I guess he was just whipping it around the kitchen, and he hit the refrigerator with it, and it snapped, so he duct taped it together. I don't know if they've got bugs in there or someone standing outside the kitchen window just watching Bill Cosby flip out. I don't know how much of it I actually believe because it sounds like utter BS, but...
I'm going to believe it.
I like to talk about it, you know.
Well, it does seem like he's been in his own little world mm-hmm. where he's not going to face trouble for... He's a serial rapist.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm. Well said, sir.
You'd think... I don't know. I definitely thought a lot about him, and I was wondering, most criminals... Because he's at the end of his life.
Yes. He's 81.
And he's been on a run for how many years?
You mean with the serial raping?
With the serial raping?
Sounds like 40 or more.
They can't get justice. There's no possibility.
Right. Well, the let's see. The prosecutors are asking that Cosby get 5 to 10 years in prison. They're actually saying that they've taken the three charges, each of which he could have gotten 10 years for, the three charges he was convicted on, and they've melded them into one. So they're the prosecutors are just hoping to get 10 years. 5 to 10 is what they're saying. The defense is saying house arrest. Dude's old.
Well, removing him from his cushy mansion would at least be some justice.
Well, and they and that's what the prosecutors are saying. They're like, look, if you put him under house arrest, that is not a punishment. His wife, he's been on house arrest, and his wife threw him a birthday party back in July, complete with a 5-piece jazz band that started jamming at 7 a.m., according to neighbors. Like, he can just, look, he's rich. He can throw a party at his house every day. Like, that's, yeah, okay, I didn't leave my house. So what? So they're saying there's no punishment in that. There's a big debate in court over whether or not he's a violent sexual predator. His attorneys are saying that's not true, and they want a doctor to testify on his behalf.
Well, looking at him now, it's hard to reconcile the two things, but that's what I was trying to say yesterday. I don't think they can get justice even if they throw him in jail today. It seems like, you know, if if you told a criminal, you can be as awful as you want for 80 years of your life, and then maybe we'll get you on trial in your 80s. I think most criminals would go, yeah.
Sounds great. I'm going to go on a tear.
That's a fair deal. I'm going to get to do whatever I want for 80 years, and then maybe you'll get me. It's awful.
It's gross. It is. And they actually say, too, that if they start an appeals process, that could even delay him entering jail. There's a whole GD thing.
But I one of the things I've been tripping on is, he's so delusional, maybe he doesn't even realize his legacy's gone. Hopefully it did all hit him last night.
Let's hope so. I hope it did. Let's hope he gets sentenced to 10 years today and that he suddenly realizes we're all pretty mad at him, to put it lightly. So Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
Donald Glover. He was injured Sunday night in Dallas during a concert. He was, it was a much better story when he did the splits and tore his groin.
You like that, do you?
I certainly liked it better than the real thing. Basically broke his foot. It looks like he, they're also saying that Friday in Vegas, he arrived to his set in a wheelchair and a leg brace, which he removed before he got on stage. So he had some kind of injury going into this show on Sunday night.
Oh.
It appears Sunday night's incident was a result of aggravating the pre-existing injury, and it seems to support this broken foot theory. He left the stage, oh my God, without performing Redbone.
Oh no!
Oh no!
What?
That would be such a bummer. Like, I know he's got other hits, but man, this song is so good.
Well, he was on stage at the American Airlines Center, and 30 minutes before the concert was supposed to end, he suddenly walked off and did not come back. And we reported yesterday that the crowd was like, oh, this is just he just wants us to applaud for him.
Come
they started
back.
Doing the wave. They were yelling for him. And then they came on the loudspeaker and said, no, sorry, the concert's over. So there's that.
Yeah. Did you love Han Solo?
I did love Han Solo.
Yes, I did too.
I thought it was great.
How about you, Vin?
I think it's boring. I've watched it in 3 pieces and still haven't finished it. I'm so bummed. I think that maybe I'm just someone who's not going to be able to get over Han Solo not being...
Han Solo. You know, the thing about it was at first that really was sticking out to me, like, it's not him, it's not him, it's not him. And by the end, I really felt like he got some of the affectations down, and there were a couple of well-delivered lines. I was like, okay, I'll buy it. And I liked the story. I loved seeing, you know, the origin story of him and Lando.
Well, Lando, that's why what made me think of it is Donald
and him
Glover.
And Chewbacca. I mean, I just thought, oh, what fun. What a fun thing. And his heart gets so broken. It's like, it's a whole thing. But was it Bob Iger from Disney who was talking the other day? But like, that was my mistake. I should have waited to roll that out. And they're absolutely right. They should have. I mean, we were bombarded with Star Wars for a while, and they don't even have one at Christmas time. They could have waited until Christmas and put it out.
It's a bummer.
It is kind of a bummer. Because I think we would have been hungrier for it.
Right.
We had just seen episode 8 or whatever it was.
Well, here's the problem.
Oh, what is the
problem? There are so many movies coming out right now that I'm actually having to put together a list to just to send to Yuzette to say, hey, because next week, like, 2 humongous films are coming out. A Star is Born and Venom.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Let's go for A Star is Born.
No, we're going to see. I'm going to see both.
Venom. What?
Venom, hands. I've already seen A Star is Born. It's the fourth remake, for God's sake.
This one has Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
It's fourth.
Venom was made here in the Bay Area.
Yeah, Venom was.
What's Venom even about?
No one knows and no one cares.
Everyone knows.
It's a Marvel one, right?
Marvel.
Oh, Marvel.
Oh, God.
Fourth remake.
So?
What?
Remember who our audience is.
Yeah, it's me. Hey. And I want A Star is Born. I love you guys' show. Do them both. I don't care.
Anyway, I'm just saying Solo probably would have got lost as well. Just because right now, it's just, you're getting inundated with so many films.
All I know is you better be planning on reviewing that Queen biopic, man.
Oh, for sure.
That is the,
what is that, Rhapsody?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, Bohemian
I am
Rhapsody.
So, that is the movie I'm drooling for.
Are you?
I am. I can't wait.
Why?
I love every little clip I've seen, and I love Queen so much. I'm psyched to see it.
I want to do like a private screening.
But, oh, yeah, let's do it.
But I was reading over the weekend, who is the producer that was attached to it? Is it Bryan Singer that was before he was let go or something?
Oh.
People are boycotting
that
boycott. Movie.
Don't be silly. He's out. Don't worry.
They are in a big way.
Don't do it.
Interesting.
Just go see it.
Well, I love these actual documentaries about bands that we love.
Yeah, you watch a lot of those.
I love them. I love to see actual footage of these guys as they're building this, you know, in Queen's case. That's one of the biggest rock bands of all time. Huge.
Of all time.
But to see a movie, I don't know that I'll be like, now
I'm interested to see it.
It's possible that they get it wrong.
It is.
Like if I'm watching some dude try to be and he's not.
Yeah, I know. But all the stuff I've seen so far, I've been like, oh my God. Might be worth it just to see that guy's performance alone. Hmm. Okay, let's talk about Fan Bing Bing.
Okay.
There's nothing we can do about this. I want to start out by saying I do find this very disturbing. And every week or so, I'll see something about how this chick is still missing. Fan Bing Bing is not a huge star in the States. Is she like an X-Men guy?
Yeah, she is. You're right. She's not huge, but she has been in some blockbusters.
But she's huge in China. Like, she's done a ton of movies there. And I was telling you when we first brought this up, apparently there's some thing in China where they feel like Hollywood-style movies and the movie industry in general promotes a longing for wealth and celebrity that they don't like there.
They're right.
That it does. So they've limited what a person can make in film. And because the film industry in China knows this, they do two sets of contracts, apparently. They do the one that gets turned into the government that says, yes, this person is only making, this star of this movie is only making 70% of the entire budget for stars, for actors. And I think the other limiting factor is they can only make 40% of the entire budget for the film. So that's the paperwork that they turn into the government, and then they make a side deal with the person, and they,
is
know,
that
they
right?
pay them whatever the F they want to. And it makes it really easy for these people to evade taxes, which is how they get them a lot of times. So, and by get them, I mean disappear them and like ruin and just hold them. Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
I have a question. Maybe Hooman knows the answer. Mm. Is there...
Yo, Vinny, talk slower.
Never mind.
Go ahead, ask him.
Is there an export? Does that film industry in China have a big export business or business outside of the country?
So the Chinese films don't penetrate in the United States like the U.S. films penetrate in China. One of the ways that the film industry is getting around it is so when you see films and all of a sudden you'll see a bunch of Chinese symbols pop up as producers of the film, that's how they're able to kind of backdoor. And if you shoot in China, if you have Chinese crew. So in that sense, because you can't exclude the Chinese market. If you do, you're letting go of hundreds of millions of dollars. So specifically to answer your question, their movies are just not that appealing to the American audience.
But they must have a huge population. There's the population in America of Chinese people is
huge. Yeah,
it is.
You'd think that those films would be marketed to them at the very least, mm-hmm. right?
And it probably is. They are.
It is marketed
to them.
We just,
you know, they don't come across our
Not as much.
But so that, well, I guess the reason I'm asking that is so this lady's revenue stream is also coming in from other countries.
Probably.
Right?
Right. So the thing is, now as an international star, I'm sure she has access to ways to shield this money from them being able to see it, et cetera. So they're calling her X-Men star Fan Bing Bing. Her Beijing management office is dark and abandoned. Her birthday passed almost unremarked on social media there. They're saying she is one of China's best-known stars, a rising Hollywood access, and her vanishing is stunning. They're saying vague allegations of tax fraud, possibly other infractions that could have put her at odds with Chinese authorities. For nearly 3 months, she has not been heard or seen in public in any verifiable way. She's just gone.
Wow.
Fan's name has been mentioned in reports about... let's see. A common entertain. Oh, this is the public contract stating an official salary and a private contract detailing the true, much higher payday. There's a talk show host in China named Qiu Yongyang. He said in May that Fan Bing Bing had such an arrangement, which allegedly helps facilitate tax evasions and revealed details that sparked a public outcry. He later apologized and she later disappeared. So people are blaming this guy. They're saying China has the world's second largest film market. But they keep a tight control on local productions. They have final say. The government of China has the final say over choice of cast, director, and script.
So that's exactly right.
If she stepped on any official toes, they're saying it would be simple. And they've done it before. They destroy her career with Chinese authorities wielding broad powers to detain, interrogate, and accuse citizens out of the public eye.
The word torture isn't in there.
No. I know. Torture and lock
The government really cracks down hard and pretty much destroys their careers for several years, if not forever, said someone here. Some source. Companies that bet on A-list Chinese celebrities incur a huge political risk. The strongest clue to her status was possibly September 6th. There was a notice posted on the website of the Securities Daily, a newspaper published by the official Economic Daily, which is, I guess, a Chinese paper. It stated that the local tax bureau had sent a notice to Fan Studio that she'd been, quote, placed under control, a legal term for being held under investigation. And then later they deleted the article, apparently. So
she's locked up somewhere. Ugh.
Being held, no access to the outside world, no one knows where she is. And they say sometimes they hold these people just long enough for the world to forget about. Like, all her sponsors are like, okay, we're making other plans. Okay, we've hired another spokesmodel. Okay, I guess there's some Australian company that she was going to do a big campaign for. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, we haven't heard from her. We hired somebody else.
Life must go on. And then, meanwhile, they're stealing all her money, too.
Yeah, and also years off her life.
Mm-hmm.
As I said at the beginning of the story, by the way, there's nothing we can do. Just report it and go, oh my God.
Scary.
It is scary. Pete Davidson, the 24-year-old, one of the stars of Saturday Night Live, engaged to Ariana Grande, lives in a $16 million apartment they bought together.
So it's not Pete Grande?
It's not Pete Grande yet. It's still Pete Davidson. He did an interview talking about how he's not sober anymore. I guess he doesn't drink anymore. He only smokes pot. He says, there was no way I could stop. This is why he went into rehab in 2016. I was like, somebody has to put me in a house where there's literally nothing. I had too much access. Once he was in treatment, he said he realized it wasn't the weed. It's not the weed. I was sober for 3 months at one point. I was like, this effing sucks. I don't want to feel like this. He actually said also that because he has Crohn's disease, that the pot helps him manage his health issues, his pain. He was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder that leaves him depressed all the time. And, of course, the Crohn's disease. He says it helps more than you can imagine. There was a point where I couldn't get out of bed. I was 110 pounds. I also just love smoking weed.
So what was he in rehab for? The booze?
You know, I'm wondering if it was booze and other things. I mean, it definitely seems like maybe he... I don't know all those details, but if he's back on weed and saying, no, no, I'm good. I can smoke the weed. I just can't smoke. I can't do all the other stuff.
I hope he can.
He said...
That'd be great. I think that, you know, a lot of people try that. I hope it works for him.
He said, you know, there was a point I couldn't get out of bed. Also, I just love smoking weed. I've been smoking weed every day for 8 years.
Yeah, that's not
you can be sad and do drugs at the same time, evidently. I got sober for 3 months. I was just like never sadder. Everything was just way worse. And then he said he immediately started smoking marijuana again after receiving his borderline personality disorder diagnosis. I just rolled a joint and I was back immediately. Mm-hmm.
So one of the problems with sobriety is if people don't change their life and find other ways to entertain themselves, healthy ways, like exercise and, you know,
and you got to lose all those friends you've been hanging around with.
Then, yes, you will be bored and you will find yourself sitting in your house bored as you know what. And that is no way. That's why people go back.
Right.
They go, I'm so bored.
And unhappy.
You didn't change anything then, man.
You need to create a new life for yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that because I think I bet him and Ariana would live a lifetime together.
Yeah. Mm. You think she'd be enough, but apparently not.
He's gone back to his ways, then. Oh, well.
Well, maybe he'll just stick to the weed and that's it. And never any other problems.
I hope that's the case. Yeah. I hope that works.
Me too.
That they're happy forever.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, so much stuff, including Halloween and the candies and why couples are now going to therapy and how that's going, and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This hour's code word for the weekend survive flyaway is ribbon, R-I-B-B-O-N. Text ribbon to 72881 by the top of this hour. We actually sort of got off on a tangent, so I wanted to make sure I said the contest number for this because we have 15 of these trips to give away this week. It's 72881. Mm-hmm. That's our national contest text line. So text the word ribbon. There'll be more code words throughout the day. 11 o'clock and 4 o'clock, you'll have another chance. And you instantly win this trip if you are the person chosen. So not only do you have to put in the word ribbon, you have to answer your phone later in the day.
Baby.
Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Ow. Just one of the million people performing, Shawn Mendes. Ribbon, R-I-B-B-O-N. The text number is 72881. Go to RadioAlice.com. All the details are there. But be paying attention. You only have a few days to do this, and we're just giving these trips away. Why shouldn't you get one of them?
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thank you, Mother. Mother, you do sizzle.
Well, that's why we call her cocoa butter thighs.
Well, by we, you mean you. She likes it.
The whole neighborhood called her that in the day.
Nobody
Sarah.
Ever called her that until she met you. I unfortunately told you the story of my mother's nude sunbathing.
The hole in the fence gang all called
her. There's no
yes,
hole
there
in the
was.
Fence.
Stop it.
There's
all
no
those
fence.
Boys.
No hole in the fence.
You didn't have a fence?
No.
So she just laid out there nude for all to see with
us. Tiny little side road. There was no.
Wow.
Yeah.
I always.
Okay, so maybe they hid in the trees. I don't know. I don't know what the kids were doing. All I know is she didn't care.
Good for her.
Mm.
Shouldn't care.
Thank you, Mother. Thanks for everything.
AKA cocoa butter thighs. Yeah. Here's what's happening. So the Steelers won last night. They almost lost, though.
Oh.
Like, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were coming for them right there at the end, and then they didn't. You know those comebacks?
The ones
where you're like, oh, my God, this is going to – and then it just didn't.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, they're out of time. Oh, well.
Well, at least it makes the game exciting.
Sure, it was
– You don't want it to be a runaway.
I found myself watching, which – why? Neither of those
well,
teams
Hooman,
interest me.
You know, you could talk to Hooman about the Steelers. That'd be a nice bonding time for
Did
the
you watch that at all, Hooman?
I was in bed at 5 now.
Are you back together with the brother? After the disappointing breakup on last Sunday?
Well, I was going to write everyone a letter and say, do you guys just want to wait till after the NFL season to start back up?
Oh, that's a bit dramatic, don't you think?
Well, there's three more nighttime games for the Pats coming up in the next 4 weeks.
Well, I don't want to wait, but maybe those are the nights that we can't do it.
Well, why don't we just wait till after the NFL season?
Ever? That just seems like forever.
Getting back together.
Well, you guys can you can watch Ozark without me. That's fine. We can find another show when
it's over.
I'm
not watching without you.
Uh-oh.
We've committed to you.
Hey,
I'm so aggravated.
Don't you have another TV in your home?
Well, the NFL seems to dominate, and that's
I just don't know why they can't tape the game.
Why can't you and Hooman just go to another TV, another room?
Yeah, about that?
It's we all watch together. I mean, Hooman comes over because he wants to hang out with John. Everybody, they think they want to hang out with me, then they meet John, and they're like, oh, I want John to be my new best friend.
Hold on, though. Yuzette has just brought up an excellent point. It's a rule that it's your rule. You can just change it.
And
you don't have
to
watch together. They can watch football, and you can watch
can watch football at the condo, and you guys get the home.
Yeah. But the problem is...
Yeah.
The game starts at 5.
Let me ask you this. If it was just me and you, is that hurtful to you?
No, it doesn't. Listen, it's fine. I just want there to be some kind of consistency.
John and John to be there.
I like
eat dinner all together and then we watch a show all together. Like, I want that.
Your brother
seems
to really
care. Me and Hooman have some weird date every weekend
about the NFL.
Yeah, they
do. And I totally get that.
Not the husband. The husband can tape and watch later. It's the brother that's like
chat
with him. You can work it out.
Big John's taking over your world.
He really is taking over my world.
Man, he needs a job. Girl.
He does need a job.
I'll just write him a
someone
to
hire
do.
That guy
every freaking day. Yesterday they're like, hey, let's go to Wine Country. I'm like, no, I have things to do. I'm not going to Wine Country on a Monday. So they went up to Wine Country.
Good.
They did.
Good for them.
Thank God.
So it looks like April. I guess you guys will be back together.
Yeah, why don't we start up in April?
Stop it.
That's when Game of Thrones starts anyway.
Stop it.
Oh, speaking of Game of Thrones, the lady from Game of Thrones was like one of the bright spots of Han Solo movie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
she was pretty good.
She played Kira.
She's going to be a bad guy. Khaleesi.
Khaleesi.
Clark. Amelia Clark.
Unrecognizable, though.
Oh.
Like.
Yeah, kind of like medium colored hair. Certainly not the blondie, and you know, yeah, she's great in that. She's actually really good. She's a fine little actress.
Anyway, lastly, I just wanted to quickly mention congratulations to A's fans. You've clinched a playoff spot, and you've got a chance.
Yay!
And that's pretty good. Dreamforce is in town, everyone. So if you're coming to San Francisco, traffic is going to be a nightmare.
So that's on.
It starts today. Actually, the signups, I think, were yesterday, but there's 170,000 extra people coming to town over the next 4 days. Mm. It's probably great for business and hard on people who just want to get home.
Traffic was pretty heavy yesterday. I don't know if you experienced that.
Absolutely.
I just was like, I'm just going to sit through this.
Yep, there you go.
You'll make it. The Salesforce Tower?
Yeah.
Is that open?
So I don't know how that works, but I did see a picture of the view from the top.
Uh-huh.
And it was an article saying they're going to open the Salesforce Tower for people to look from the highest point.
Oh, so there'll be an observation deck.
And I don't know if that's open today, but
are the offices
open? It
was
so huge.
Is it finished?
Is it? I don't know.
Are people moving in?
Hooman's been there.
You should know this.
I have. Yeah, I don't know. I tried to get Brent and I tickets and your brother tickets for the Salesforce conference. I got shot down pretty hard.
Oh, did you?
So.
Who does that to you?
Is that the one where Metallica's playing?
No, that's tomorrow night. I do have us hooked up for that.
Oh, thank God.
Does Benioff know who you are?
He
does. Of course he does. He's Hooman.
Yeah. We used to talk, but, you know, people change.
Well, you know, he's busy now.
He's a big deal.
This might have been the article you saw, Vinny. Let's see. Benioff, who tweeted Sunday that the top floor of the new Salesforce Tower, the Ohana floor is what they're calling it, will soon be opened up to the public free of charge. Oh. It says, this is a powerful space to be shared and enjoyed by everyone in our city. The floor doesn't feature any offices. It simply houses seating for visitors to relax and take a peek of the views. Yeah, that's cool.
Good for them.
Ohana.
That's smart.
Yeah. Sounds like you can see all the way to Hawaii from that tower.
Well, that's family in Hawaiian.
Oh, is it? Oh,
I believe so.
A family room, Ohana.
Oh, Ohana means
I believe so, yeah. If it doesn't,
how sweet.
I'm sure our texters will let me know.
Yeah.
But please be gentle sure with will. That.
Stupid.
Or yes, Randy, you're yeah, right.
Take it easy.
Well, Ohana very... means family.
Aww.
Thank you. Couples therapy.
Yeah.
Some people around here have had to do it.
Who?
I don't know. Anyway, the latest story I have in front of me is more and more couples don't even seem to have problems with each other, but find themselves in therapy in order to get help dealing with their in-laws.
Oh.
The people in-laws they came with.
Yeah, the family, the extended family can be the biggest challenge in a relationship. Can be.
Peter Pearson is a relationship coach in Menlo Park.
Hello, Peter Pearson from Menlo Park.
And he says about 1 out of 5 couples who see him now are there for help with in-law issues.
Oh.
The old in-laws.
Is it just like he helps them set boundaries or...
Yeah, I mean, we've heard these things on
your mom to butt out!
Our podcast.
Sure.
I think, you know, what's interesting is I've noticed my mom is extra careful with the misses because she doesn't want to step on toes. She's like, are you sure you want me to cook? If you want to. And of course, the missus is like, oh, please, God, cook.
Please, you God, know. Please. Mess up my kitchen.
But so that's, you know, my mom's sensibilities are different than, you know, a younger lady's might be. And there's no doubt that she's like, I don't want no trouble. Mm. So how? So it's interesting. There
very
is,
considerate of her.
Well, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, you want access to the grandkids, yeah. don't you?
Mm-hmm. You do. And you want it all to be on good terms. And she's trying hard. You know what? Some mother-in-laws do not try. They dictate the way they want things to be, and you find yourself having to make peace with them.
Trippy. So anyway, that's one of the things going on out there. There are 2 main types of problems. Someone's jealous of how much time their partner spends with their family. Or someone doesn't get along with their partner's parents, which seems to me like that would be the most likely reason.
Peter Pearson, is that the guy's name?
Uh-huh.
Peter, you know, listen, you're stepping on our toes a little. This is pretty much what we do on The Secret Show.
Right.
We do in-law therapy. Because it does seem like almost every day we'll get a letter about that. We're doing a secret show today, everybody.
We are?
Awesome. So exciting.
I love it.
You can find it later at RadioAlice.com or wherever podcasts are sold. They're free.
Use that. Cancel my 10 o'clock.
You got it, Ben.
You had a 10 o'clock.
No, I'm kidding. Right. I've never got anything to do other than get out of here.
Well, you do have a long drive.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, let me jump to that story.
All right.
This is funny. I thought you guys would get a kick out of this one. If you have any coworkers who are driving in from an hour away every morning, don't get it too attached to them. According to a new survey, 1 out of 4 people say they've quit their job over the commute.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of people.
Dude, don't do that.
I won't quit over my commute. I don't.
Well, plus you don't commute in traffic, which is nice.
Look, here's the thing. This is a major issue for probably a lot of Bay Area people. I had to buy where I want to live after I retire because I'm not going to be able to afford to move when the work stops. Mm. So one of the reasons I'm driving in is... because what am I going to live in San Mateo and then sell that place and then buy some, like, it's just not.
Buy at today's prices and then move where you want to live tomorrow.
Right. Then I got to move my kids in the middle of.
Good thing he doesn't want to retire to Hawaii, huh, guys?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
guess. That makes sense.
Probably not, but.
Well,
that's
I never
the
thought about
behind
it that way.
It, you know?
But that totally makes sense.
Well, it is funny because I see the logic behind it, but then again, day-to-day life, I mean, it makes it really hard for you to come back into the city to do
for
anything.
Me,
and...
but my kids are living they're going to love it.
Mm.
And the missus loves. She said to me just the other day, this is so weird. All we know the people running for the offices. We know them. Like, you know, the signs on people's lawns, like, vote for Tim.
It's great.
She's like, we know all the people in this town. I've never lived in a place where we knew everyone.
Aww.
It's neat.
It's sweet. You guys have a lot of friend neighbors, too. Like, you've definitely made real friends there. And
so it's good.
It's great.
So I'm not that person, but...
Are there a lot of kids around your neighborhood?
Tons.
Like, Isla's age and
tons
stuff?
Of young people.
Yeah, that's so important.
Yeah.
Having a neighborhood growing up was one of the best parts. Where I grew up, we had a whole neighborhood gang. It was great.
Anyway, though, that's one of the big issues people have quit their jobs over their commute.
Well,
in the Bay Area, I don't think that that's as much an option for people. They bought far away because
it was the only way to continue to work
there. What
they
could afford, and you know, work is the only way they're going to get to keep that house.
Mm-hmm.
How about a text? Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see what we got. 510 says, they're making an example of her. The government of China has final say on everything. That's a...
Yeah, she's not the only one. She's just the only one we know of.
Right.
Because she's made some inroads in America. This is apparently common practice.
415 says, does anyone really pay attention when Hooman talks? Penetrate? Backdoor? Really?
Yeah. I thought about it.
I didn't even... What was he talking about?
650 says,
Hooman
using the words penetrating and backdoor when discussing China in American movies is awesome.
Yeah, Hooman, you're amazing. We should tape you and play it back for you. A la Tobias. On Arrested Development.
Sarah's cat impersonation is slowly becoming Yoda, says 408.
It is not, it isn't.
801 says, boo, a star is born. Go see Venom.
Oh, no. Star is born.
510 says, I'm with Vinny. Solo was incredibly boring. I was on an 11-hour flight from Germany and had to turn it off after 40 minutes so I didn't fall asleep and ruin my jet lag recovery plan.
Oh, jet lag recovery plan.
One last one, 415 says, who the hell is still going to Bill Cosby's parties?
Yeah, I know. All his other serial rapist friends?
I don't know. I maybe keep a hand over your drink, though, right?
I guess.
Jesus.
Yeah. I'll be drinking out of this
no
bottle
thanks, Bill.
With my thumb on the top of
I
it.
I brought my own.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Sort of. Not funny because it's not funny at all, but kind of funny.
What's coming up in the trash there?
Kind of funny. Scott Capurro.
Right all
right.
This. Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.